Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
That was an exhaustingly fun weekend of shows, Kira.
It really was. And with so much drama, Chris, I managed to piss off cows all over the world.
You really did. And it's so unfortunate that you did it towards the end of the show on Sunday, because now is a cow's lasting thought of you until next time we're on air. It's very, very
so ashamed of myself. So ashamed of myself. But before that, we did a really good show on Saturday.
We were chatting
about a zoo in the Czech Republic that has set up a camera so that chimps in one zoo can watch other chimps in a zoo 93 miles away. And so much so that chimps are beginning to react to what the other chimps are doing. Basically, as you said, Chris, a goggle box, but for chimps.
And the terrible thing is they're starting to react to reality television exactly the same way humankind did, and it's probably going to destroy them. So that's
also, Chris didn't appreciate the fact that I get up really early in the morning now and I record bird song on my phone and I send it to him so he can have a little peace of mind.
A little bit of serenity
before we start the day. Yeah.
That's not a joke, by the way. Kira is literally doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. And on Sunday, of course, this was fun. We interviewed Kira about her movie, The Matchmaker, from 1996, which was very exciting.
It was my debut feature movie.
That's
Chris,
right. Big
say.
Studio movie from the US. Mm-hmm. It filmed in a village Kira
you know
is from.
What? Yes, Chris, I just think I got fame too young.
Yeah, you're like Macaulay Culkin or...
I ended up doing lots of crazy things. Divorced my parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
All that sort of
emancipated
stuff.
Emancipated yourself. Yeah, it's very sad. Yeah, it is.
29
Kira.
times.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you something. It is. You got all that power and hubris too young, Kira, and look what it did to you. It's terrible. As well as that, of course, we also on Sunday had Joe Biden on the show. It was absolutely huge stuff.
President.
Yeah.
And number 46.
That's right. And he was telling us why it was he fell over, because of course there was a lot of news about him falling over up the steps of Air Force One, and he just wanted to clarify why. And it turns out it was all because of Kira and I. So, I mean, look, that's interesting.
There was also lots of mentions of walruses on our show this weekend.
Yes, it was
very animal themed, wasn't it?
Walruses, chimpanzees, and then cows on Sunday, Kira. There was a lot going on, really.
Bit of a theme.
You and I are very connected with nature. That's what it is, Kira.
I am totally, because the birds are now my friends.
That's right. Anyway,
I'm like a low rent Snow White, Chris.
That's exactly it. You even kind of have Snow White's look. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got the...
I'm not that
black
pale.
Hair. No, you're not that quite
my
alabaster.
My hair isn't black.
Kira, it's dark. I'm just trying to be nice to you here, Kira. I know it's that brownish kind of...
brownish red.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm so far down scale from black. Do you even know what I look like?
I have a vague idea what you look like.
What color are my eyes, Chris?
Green? Without looking.
Yeah,
green.
Yeah, okay,
yes!
Yeah.
See, there you
greeny
go.
Blue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I was
okay,
close.
Fine.
Yeah. All right, Kira, listen, how about this? All of this and more. Let's do it.
Okay, so let's go to the Czech Republic and let me tell you about a little zoo there.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
It's called the Safari Park in Karlov, right? Mm-hmm. And what it was trying to do, because obviously visitors aren't able to go to the zoo for the past year because of restrictions and lockdowns and stuff like that. So to make up for their lack of interaction with visitors since the attractions closed, the chimpanzees at this particular safari park and a troop in a zoo 93 miles away can now watch one another's daily lives on giant screens. So basically, you've got a little pocket of chimps in a little zoo, and then down 93 miles down the road, you've got another little pocket of chimps, and they're zooming each other and looking at each other every single day. And what's interesting, at the beginning, they approach the screen with defensive or threatening gestures. So they want to fight the chimps that they saw on the screen, which is fair enough. When you haven't seen any other chimps or people for a really long time, that's fair, Chris, right?
I want to fight half the people I see on Zoom. Absolutely, yeah. Of course. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Gets me very riled up when they come into my habitat at home and I have to deal with them. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it has since moved into the mode of I am in the movies or I am watching TV.
Okay.
So when they see some tense situations, it gets them up off the couch, like when they watch a live sports event or whatever. So if the chimps are kicking off in the other zoo, the chimps in this zoo in the Czech Republic are like, hey guys, whoa, what's happening, you know? So now they're viewing each other's lives as a movie, which I just find it's absolutely fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, that is brilliant. Oh, that's fantastic.
So you can check this out if you want. The video conferences, they also aired on the Safari Park's website, and they're going to run daily from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. I mean, that's a lot of time to be looking at chimps on the internet.
It's a lot of airtime for the chimps.
It is, and this is just going to run until the end of March, and the keepers in the zoos are going to evaluate whether they should continue or not. So technically, chimps really have been taught how to zoom.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's actually...
Because we need... we need to get in on this, but we need to, like, any time there's an important Zoom meeting that me or you have to attend, we have to get the chimps instead.
Guys, I know you want to discuss all of the trade union negotiations. Well, Chris and Kira have sent an envoy on the Zoom, so it's just chimps. Go ahead, guys. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a great point, Chris. I hadn't actually considered that.
Is Kira kicking off again?
That's Kira, yeah, doing that kind of more high-pitched noise. That's Kira kind of screeches, whereas mine is that kind of lower-down growly chimp noise. Like, that's mine. That's this is actually a recording of Kira and I on a recent RTE Zoom. Talking to the manager. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't that? I just think that is so fascinating.
Sure. I mean, also, the ironic thing is these chimps probably have a more interesting life than I do. Like, it would probably be better to watch these chimps in their enclosure than it would be to watch Kira or I on our Zooms or...
Do you know what's really incredible about this as well, though, Chris?
Yeah.
The chimpanzees have also adopted other human behaviours, such as grabbing goodies like nuts to chew on while watching the live action of the other chimps in the other zoo.
No way.
Isn't that amazing? Yes.
That is... So basically the chimps have made their own version of Gogglebox, kind of.
Now, but in one way... Yes, they have, actually.
They
but
just
in one
watch
way,
each other and go, look at your man there. Look at the head on your
I
man.
I guess it was one of the last things that chimps weren't doing.
How do you mean?
As in, social media and the internet has basically ruined humankind, Chris.
Yeah.
So I hate that it might technically ruin the chimps.
The chimps don't know what they're in for. Pretty soon the chimps are going to have chimp influencers. They're going to have chimp-embedded advertising.
Oh, no.
They're
going to...
Hey, guys, when I'm cleaning my fur, you know, I always like to use... You know, sometimes it gets very frizzy. I use this Tangle Teaser, and this is sponsored, guys, but I do like the product as well. So, I mean, it's not just that.
Oh, no.
Don't ruin chimp kind as well. Humankind has already been ruined by social media and connectivity. Don't do it to... All right, Jesus.
That's so annoying,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. I'd still like to watch it, though. Apparently the sound is off on the chimp stuff you'll be watching
God.
As well. Yeah, so
thank God.
There'll be none of that. So it's all right here. So still, this is open till the end of March. You're saying we can go on, we can watch the chimps. We can have a good time with them. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
I can get down
I just think, yeah, it's very interesting, as I said. And like, as this is just the start of it, and that's kind of what I'm afraid of. So I do need civilization to go back to normal so that these chimps can go back to normal and the zoo can open and people can come back in. Because... what we have now is it went from the stage of chimps just looking at other chimps on a screen to chimps nearly sitting down on the couch, jumping up like it was a sporting occasion, going to get nuts to watch the other chimps on screen. Chris, this is going to get more progressive and more progressive and more progressive. And before you know it, it could be dangerous.
Before,
that's all I'm saying.
The chimps will be trolling us on the internet. The chimps will be leaving nasty comments and stuff. They'll just turn into us, basically, on the internet. Yeah, I hear you.
It sounds like you're going to give out to me about something.
No, it's not that I'm going to give out to you about something. And I say this, you
so
think...
What could I have possibly done? I don't even interact with other human beings.
Like, I know, right?
I cannot get... I'm not even on Twitter anymore. Like, I don't... Like, there's no possible way that I could get myself in trouble.
You're like one of those guys that they put into additional security in the prison. Like, you're in a cell on your own. No one talks to you. You get your food once a day. What trouble could you possibly be causing, you ask?
I'm not even, like... texting random guys. I am on probably the best behaviour I've ever been in my whole entire life. Not because I want to, because we're in the situation.
Yeah, Kira's living like a nun. Kira's living in a monastery, in a kind of mode. You know, absolutely, Kira. Well, listen, how about this? The reason I am, as I say, I'm not angry as such for once. I'm just more concerned because I really don't recognise the woman that you are turning into, Kira. And I'll tell you what I mean by that.
Uh-oh.
No joke. This morning... I wake up and I check my phone. So like, okay. I check my phone at like whatever time I woke up. At what time we're supposed to be in here, or we're supposed to be in the studio for 10:30. So I'll say, oh, I got up at like 8. Okay, so there you go. I got up really early.
Chris,
made sure I was in work, nice and on time, fresh as a daisy, like Marty Whelan walking around in his 3-piece suits in his pocket square. And I get a message that when I wake up at like, did you send this at 6, Kira?
It was just after 6, I think. It could be between 6 and 6:30, I think.
And did you take... Kira's sending me voice note. And I, like, because sometimes I wonder what Kira's at. So I wake up, I look at my phone, there's a voice note from Kira at 6 a.m. And I'm like, oh, God, what? What drama is it
now? Do you know what's so annoying, right?
Yeah.
If this was like 2 years ago and you got a voice note from me from 6 a.m., it probably would be a voice note from me coming home. Or like... walking home after a party or something like that.
That's what I mean by I don't recognize you. That's what I mean, because it would have been that 2 years ago.
I know.
Can I play everyone what it is now? And I'm like, wow, look at Kira here. Aina and Ilona and Derek Mooney. Kira has started sending me bird song. So this is what you do now, is it you get up, you sit outside, and you record sounds of the birds.
Isn't it? Doesn't it sound so nice, though?
I gotta be honest with you, it does actually, like, it sounds very professionally recorded, Kira.
I just recorded it on my phone.
Good for you. So do you, is this part of your ritual now? By the way, lest you think that's all, Kira then sent me another minute 40 after that 30 seconds. Because that we needed a sequel
well,
that.
That was just to annoy you, really.
It is kind of peaceful, though.
It's very peaceful.
I like new hippie, kooky, yoga-doing bird song recording Kira.
Oh, come on. It was always in me.
No, it was always in you, but you seem much more at peace with the world now, if you don't mind me saying. And I'm not saying that to be smart-ass with you.
I had no other choice.
Yeah. Like, I like this.
Oh, I thought you were going to drag me.
Well, Kira, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's very weird. Like, I got to be honest with you. I don't need a minute 40 seconds of this.
Okay, that's fair enough. But I will say, I just guess my whole routine has changed now because obviously people aren't going out and people aren't meeting up and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I live by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm in bed early. I've actually started going to bed really early. Like the last night, Chris, you're going to laugh. I was in bed and I was reading my book. And I looked at my alarm clock and it was 10:15 and I went, oh my God, Kira, you're up so late.
Who is this woman?
I know, right?
Who are you? This is insane. And I can't believe you've adapted so well to the pandemic.
Yeah, I know. And usually, in fairness, I'd look at my clock and be like 10:15 and I'm like, now it's time to go out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now you're going to turning in after an evening of reading books at 10:15.
So, by the fire. So when you go to bed that early, you obviously, your body clock kind of switches and you're awake. So I kind of wake naturally now before my alarm goes off. I set my alarm for 7, but my body's like, oh no, Kira, come on, let's get up. It's after 6.
Sure. Kira,
so I make myself a cup of tea. And where I am, I've got a pretty spectacular view, so I can see the sun come up.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all great, Kira. But I'm somewhat worried about you because I worry that you're descending into madness. And I'll tell you why. I wanted to bring this up to be nice about one of your activities. Because honestly, I think you may be insane. Kira sends me a text, right? And it's a screenshot of a casting call for some new movie or something. And Kira says,
did you apply for it?
Not yet. Is there still time?
I'm not sure. I applied first.
Kira sends me this thing saying, we have to apply for this. And I'm like, apply for what? And then I read it and it's like, we're casting for a new exciting... Casting? Kira, what do you think I'm going to do? What do you think you're going to do in any type of like actor situation? Like, what is going on here, Kira? Kira literally said, wouldn't it be amazing if we both got cast for this? And I'm like, cast for what? What are you talking about,
Kira? Okay, I think after the year that we've all had, I think there was... Okay, especially in my life, I think I was just in a bit of a funk where I was like, nope, nope. No to everything. Nope, nope. Negative, negative, negative. And then obviously something like a pandemic happens and you just kind of take stock and you realize, number one, that life is short. Number two, I mean, I'm really missing exploring and going out into the world and traveling.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I know a lot of people out there are feeling that way. Yeah. So then I kind of decided, why not just try loads of different things?
Yes,
why
not? Everything. Yeah.
Say yes to everything. Sit on the doorstep and listen to birdsong and watch the sunrise, you know? And I know I sound like a really annoying Instagram account, okay? I am still going to crack, I promise you. Yeah. I just have to wait to have the crack with people when we're all allowed and stuff like that. And then I'll probably forget all of this and I'll undo all the good work that I have done. And can I just say as well, Chris, this is only in the past like 2 or 3 months.
No, I've noticed, because I've noticed you're now doing all this wild, kooky stuff. So Kira says with this casting call, this is the woman who cast normal people. She's a big deal. Me and you need to break into Hollywood. And I'm getting, okay, well, I'm getting this message at like midnight. And I'm like, okay, what is going
that
on here?
I said that facetiously, can I just say.
Are you sure?
And it definitely wasn't midnight, because I was probably in bed at 9:30. So
Kira, are you sending these, like, so as in, are you hoping to be an actress in this, out of this new, what do you think is going to, do you think they're going to ring you and say, Kira, we need you for the project. We need your bird sounds. We need your curry that you're making over the weekends. And
you
we
need
have
a typed letter from your done up typewriter.
Yeah. I mean, is that what you think's going to...
I don't know. Maybe this is the last kind of foray into madness. I don't know. I've never been mad before.
Yeah.
But it feels pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you.
Maybe you've had a mental break and you've just simply detached.
What else can we do right now?
From reality. Well, I suppose we could apply to things that we're totally unqualified
and
for.
And also,
here.
it's an opportunity to meet new people.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best.
I think I'm trying to project that onto you because I worry about you.
Yeah, no, I am very antisocial, and the lockdown has only made me more comfortable being antisocial because everyone's in my position. So I'm never forced to go to anything social anymore. It's wonderful.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, we're going to emerge from this world.
I know, and I'm going to be debilitated.
And I just want us to be prepared.
Right, and you also want to be cast for whatever this is that the woman who's casting normal people has decided. So did you send a recent clear photo of your face and your body?
I did.
Wow, okay, very good. And you're available for filming, of course, in the location.
Yep.
Do you know when you might hear back? Because I know
I
now.
I have no idea. I've never done this before. I did it on a whim. And honestly, I haven't thought about it until you brought it up.
Well, I'm very excited for you, Kira. I think your new lockdown,
Kira. Did you not apply?
No, I forgot, genuinely. And I'm actually annoyed I forgot because I thought it would be very funny if somehow you and I both got
just
whatever
still
the hell
it.
This is.
Still do it. Surely it might be time.
Well, it's only a few days late, so I could send it to them and, you know, see what they say. You know what they'll do? This will be like one of those Hollywood stories where they're like, we had closed the casting, but then we got an email from this guy called Chris. And we said, oh my God, this is the
guy. And then, boom, you're the next Kunal from Normal People.
Exciting.
And then you'll go, Kira, thank you.
That's right.
For making my career.
That's right.
And I'll be like, buddy, I gotcha.
Okay, well, we will keep you updated on Kira's application to this weird, suspicious... Well, not suspicious, but mysterious casting call. Because it doesn't really give many details. That's all I'm saying. It is mysterious, Kira, in its own way. So I am excited for you. And I basically brought this up to say, you've kind of completely changed who you are during the lockdown. And I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. But it's actually very inspiring. You have embraced this.
Do you know what, Chris? I was always like this. It was the world that made me otherwise.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Kira, as you just said to me, we have to go back into that world in a few months.
Yep.
We have to go right back into it.
I know, but let's not forget.
I'm in a womb right now. I'm like a baby in a womb, and I am loving it. And I'm going to be clawing at that umbilical cord and everything when you're pushing me out again, because I just...
Ew, gross. I'm not giving birth to you.
I've fantasized about that, Kira, many times.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Holly, do you think Kira's crazy? Like, have you started listening to nature more during the lockdown? Have you been sitting outside listening to bird songs, or have you just been going about life as normal, Holly?
Well, I've definitely been trying to walk out in nature more, but I don't think I've been trying to listen to the birds too much more now.
No, that's excessive from Kira.
Holly,
absolutely.
You should totally try it. It's what all cool kids are doing, okay?
Okay, get in touch with my nature side.
Exactly, guys. That's what we all have to do. Anyway, sorry.
It's funny though, Holly's saying that sarcastically while agreeing with Kira, and Kira's like, yes, Holly, exactly, girl. You just need to embrace it. Kira, not picking up on Holly's disinterest at all, but listen.
Holly, you're very welcome onto the radio show. This, I believe, is your first time on radio.
My very first time, yeah. It's crazy.
Wow. Well, I'm delighted that it's with myself and Chris. We feel honoured, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge privilege, Holly.
There's no one else I'd want to be my first time with others than you guys.
Well, listen.
Oh, well.
Not very
well,
special,
now,
Holly. Thank
Chris,
you.
Just give her the voucher.
Let's just fire it out at Holly right now. Of course, we're on, or sorry, I should say Holly is on with us, and we're all having our collective first time here together chatting to Holly. And it's, of course, because, speaking of vouchers, as Kira says, there's €100 worth of Just Eat credit on the line. So Holly, of course, heard this earlier. We played you this.
Yep.
And the answer.
Not Chilly, it's not Chilly.
Of course, Denise Charlie.
That's not my name.
Well spotted, Holly. Holly, do I hear that you are in speech and language therapy?
Yeah, I'm a speech and language therapist. Yeah, that's
very
true.
Good. Yeah, good for you. Because I say good for you because I have a friend who does that over in London, and he tells me about it sometimes. He works for the NHS. That is a tough job, and that is a very, I would say, demanding job. So, Kira, that's another reason we should just pretty much give Holly the voucher, as far as I'm concerned. I don't really think we should have to do anything. But where are you in the country, actually, Holly? I don't even think we've done the usual pleasantries.
Yeah, so I'm from Tipperary, but I'm living in Kildare.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Okay. Yeah, so I work up in Dublin.
Okay, so that's why you're living in Kildare?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You up to anything else today, or are we, taking it easy?
So at the moment, just getting ready, kind of making a smashed avocado sourdough brunch, and then watch the rugby later.
A smashed avocado sourdough brunch?
Very fancy.
I'll tell you something. Absolutely.
Chris, what we're used to, that we have to pretend that we're used to that sort of brunch, okay?
Oh, we do, actually. Yeah, no, I'm going to have some smashed avocado...
I'm going to probably, I don't know, put some truffle over my smashed avocado.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to put some foie gras nice. With mine just to give it a little bit of flavour. Hey, did you make, now this is another hipstery question, did you make the sourdough you were referring to here, Holly?
Oh no, I'm not that talented, unfortunately.
Okay, fair enough.
I haven't got around to making bread yet during the lockdown, so
neither have I. Yeah. I'm actually very surprised because I jump on every fad, so I'm very surprised that I haven't made any bread.
Yeah, the sourdough starters, I think, would have been just a step too far for me. I don't know whether
but
I could
you know
have answered
what?
That.
Holly, it's like something that I would do because you know the way everyone watched Breaking Bad about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it. So you know the way everyone was making sourdough this time last year? Maybe in like 5 years' time, I'll be like, oh my God, Chris, Holly, I started making sourdough.
Guys, did
like
you know
that I would do?
You get a little bit of the dough, right? And then it rises. It's like a starter. Well, Holly, did you at least smash the avocado yourself?
I did. I managed to do that successfully, yeah.
That's half the battle, isn't it? All right. Look.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
Your third question. Now, you'll know this, Holly, because basically it was the only thing that people were talking about this week in Ireland. A very unusual aquatic tourist turned up on Valentia Island this weekend. What was it? Was it A, a walrus? Was it B, a mackerel? Or was it C, a penguin?
A, a walrus.
It was indeed. We lost our minds.
I know.
There's never been a walrus, though, has there?
It was fun, though. Like, there
it
being
was,
a walrus.
It was like a replacement for fungi.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, guys. He can never be replaced. So don't you dare say
Kira,
that.
Kira, he can't be replaced, but he can certainly, you know, we can certainly learn to love other aquatic visitors.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
Yeah, we have to. Exactly.
Do you think there's like some weird conspiracy out there, right? That Fungi's like, ah, lads, I'm so tired. I just need a break for a while. And the powers that be are like, right, what will we send to Ireland to distract them? I know what. A walrus.
That's a legitimate thing. Did you see the guy on the news imitating the walrus?
No,
did
I didn't.
Hold on. There was a guy on the news. Wait, I even have a clip of. This isn't a joke, by the way. This isn't like a
suddenly I heard.
That guy was on the 9 o'clock news about a week ago, I think.
That wasn't actually him impersonating a walrus. That was him impersonating me getting out of bed in the morning.
Oh, was it? Is that right? Yeah. You woke up with that guy, did you?
Oh no, Chris. All right, sorry, Holly, excuse us.
Okay, you're next. You're next. Okay.
Completely. Welcome to the radio show.
Yes, my apologies, Holly.
You do realise that this is Holly's first time on radio. We're probably going to traumatise her forever.
You know, this guy actually did an impression of what Holly's first time on radio sounded like. Hold on, he has a. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Anyway.
Holly, congratulations. You've won yourself a €100 Just Eat voucher. You've also
Amazing.
Managed to survive on air. Myself and Chris have been like petulant children.
Suddenly, I heard.
Holly, can you see what I have to put up with all the time?
Yeah. Fair play to you.
Hey, Holly.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
fair
you,
play to you. You're getting an accolade here for putting up with me.
A very important question myself and Chris always ask winners of the Just Eat vouchers. What are you going to get with it?
Going to get Thai food.
Thai, nice. Now what Thai food?
That's my favourite.
What are you going to get?
Specific.
What dish?
Oh, I'd like sweet chilli chicken's always a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now with rice or noodles?
Oh, rice.
What kind of rice? Boiled, fried, egg, or, you know, basmati?
I like boiled rice. I kind of keep it simple.
Yeah, I hear you.
Look, that's the way to keep life.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Keep life simple. Holly, thank you so much for coming on to play
so much
this.
For having me.
No, thank
Quiz
you,
of the
Holly.
Week.
Yes,
we're sorry for giddy. We don't get to talk to people that often.
It's
so,
it's okay. You're very empathetic, Holly. Thank you. All right.
I wonder, will I get to hang out with the likes of Orlando Bloom? Chris, I have to read very, very quickly. Today, Orlando Bloom is interviewed in the Sunday Times, okay?
Yes,
and I was reading a bit of it and I was like, no, this can't be true. I'm just going to give you a tiny, tiny little example of what he's interviewed about. This is Orlando Bloom. By 9 a.m. it's breakfast, which is usually porridge, a little hazelnut milk, cinnamon, vanilla paste, hazelnut, goji berries and vegan protein powder and a cup of PG tips. I'm 90% plant-based, so I'll only eat a really good piece of red meat maybe once a month. I sometimes look at a cow and I think, that's the most beautiful thing ever. There's another tiny little excerpt from it. I have a deal with Amazon where I work on projects exclusively for them. I spend a lot of my time dreaming about roles for myself and others, for minorities and women. I'm trying to be a voice for everybody.
What a man.
I'm sure everyone is delighted. I'm sure minorities and women out there are like, yes, Orlando Bloom is dreaming up some sort of, you know, movie where my voice can finally be heard. Anyway, sorry. I actually was reading it and I was like, this isn't real, is it? But anyway, there you go.
I love when they go through their day. Like, that's always... So I love, like, how the morning he has to be... Like, he couldn't just say, I have a bowl of porridge. He has to be so descriptive, and it has to be really pretentious. It has to be like, there's goji berries, there's protein powder, but it's plant-based.
They're Chris, like, pal... Do you think that that's going to happen to me now that I'm famous?
I think you'll be having that type of diet. Like, I'd imagine you woke up this morning and did you say to yourself, I'm going to have porridge with goji berries, some PG tips. I'm only going to have a really nice piece of red meat once a month. You know, you have to...
Well,
you have to watch your appearance because people are going to be analysing you now. They're going to be paying more attention to you as you're a big star.
That is true. What Chris is talking about is there was a movie on TG Carr last night called The Matchmaker. It was filmed in 1996 in parts of Connemara, the village of Enstone, and... I think Boston, or maybe it was a studio somewhere else. Do you want to hear about the movie, Chris? Do you have a load of questions
for
me?
Well, I have a lot of questions about you, because basically, just to give everybody some context, of course, big movie at the time, like made by a huge studio, a lot of money would have gone into it. Like back, especially when films were a very big deal. Like they're still a big deal, but this would have been back when they were a mega deal. Janine Garofalo is the main one in it, right? She's like the...
Yeah, Janine Garofalo's in it. Yeah, and David O'Hara.
Yes, two big actors. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
big
Dennis
names.
Leary is in it.
Yeah,
Dennis Leary. He's pretty big.
And Kira, of course, you have a role in it for about, I think we calculated it. Is it 2 seconds? Can you see your head on screen for 2 seconds?
You can see the back of my head and like a tiny, tiny bit of my side profile. You can see my friend Sarah full on. And she's talking to me and I'm turned towards her, so the camera gets the back of me.
And I liked your bob haircut at the time. I thought it was very nice. Kira has like a kind of a step haircut. It's
Chris,
only down just
it was
past
1996.
Her. Yeah, I know. And you were like 5 or whatever still. But like I'm just analysing
older,
your look for the people, Kira. Do you know what I mean? That's all. I'm just trying to paint them a picture of your incredible role in this.
Do you know
what?
I'm really glad they didn't get me full on because like my glasses were huge. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise that none of you got to really see the real me at that age.
Kira looks like Deirdre Barlow as a child. Like, Kira, if Deirdre Barlow was shrunk and made younger...
Deirdre.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying. That's who you look like. You went from Coronation Street. And Kira, I have so many questions about this. I mean, firstly...
Okay, go for it.
And I don't mean to be cynical here or to be kind of calculating, but let me ask you this. Because this is such a big film... When it airs like this again on TG Carr, like, do you get a royalties check? Do you know what I mean? Like, did you negotiate that at the time as a 10-year-old that, you know, that you'd get residuals when this re-airs?
No.
Oh, no. So, it wasn't a great deal for your first role, but I guess you were just trying to break in.
From what I remember, Chris, I think I got £60 for 3 days filming.
So you were on £20 a day back in whatever 1996.
1996, and I also got a couple of days off school though, so that was kind of a bonus.
Oh, did you get to be off school to do this?
Yeah, I got to be off school.
Oh,
yeah.
That's different. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So,
Maria Doyle Kennedy.
Deal. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maria Doyle Kennedy, Tommy Tiernan, a young Tommy Tiernan, were also in the movie.
Yeah.
I just want to drop some more names.
No, I hear you. Do you find people are treating you differently now because of your, we'll say, your fame in this?
I got a couple of tweets last night when I put it out there that I was on, that I was in The Matchmaker on Teach Car, you know. So
not spontaneous tweets, as in when you told people you were in it, they tweeted you back. Like nobody was going, oh my God, that 9-year-old looks like Kira. Did you watch it, by the way? Or did you?
I did. I watch it every single time it comes on. And do you know what? And I'm not just saying it. I love that movie.
You're not one of these actresses that goes, no, you know, I never watch myself on film.
I get so excited. Yeah, okay, I get so excited. But on a serious note, though, the movie was shot in 1996 in The Village. And there's a lot of people that are in that movie that aren't with us anymore.
Oh, okay.
So it's really nice to kind of have a look at all the extras in the scenes. So for me, and like that's because I'm a local or whatever, that you know, where the movie was set.
Yeah, of course.
So that's kind of nice. And also... You know, it's my first movie. It's my debut movie. It's my first foray into Hollywood, Chris.
So you must have a fondness for it in your heart after all your other projects. Like, it must still be one that really, really resonates with
you. Yeah, it's my first. I remember Into the West was filmed as well, Chris, in this area. I remember as a child looking on it had been filmed, like Gabriel Byrne and The Water,
sure,
whatever.
Yeah,
I thought to myself, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to star in a movie. And in 1996, I did.
How did you prepare for the role? Like, did you have to go through any kind of rigorous training or did you just feel you had a natural flair? for their...
Do you know, I chose my own outfit. So,
wow, okay.
If you can
and they
see
gave
from,
you that freedom on the project.
Yeah.
They must have really trusted you. Wow.
Yeah, you can see that I'm wearing a choker, which was very 1996.
Yeah. Now you look, it's a stunning look in fairness. Like, you really were creating something special here. I can see why you were cast for this. Kira, can I ask, when you appear in a role like this, and of course it re-airs on television, do you then find people start recognizing you more on the street again? Like, does it create that kind of sense of stardom again?
I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I went to go down to get the newspapers before the radio show today, and I kind of paused and I thought, oh God, what if I meet a load of people that will have recognized me from the movie last night?
Of course.
So I hesitated, and that's just become part of my daily life now. You know, I have to hesitate and go, okay, is this going to serve me well to go down to the shop where I'm going to probably be hounded by hundreds of people after seeing my 2 second role in The Matchmaker last night?
Is that level of fame a curse when it gets to that point?
You know what? It is a curse, but the pandemic has kind of helped because we can't really hang out with people. Yeah. You know, we can't really travel. So in one way, it has helped.
So for a reclusive star like you, that must be great. You're like Enya. You know, you just hold up in a castle by yourself.
That's why my friend Daniel Day-Lewis loves coming to this particular area, because it's so quiet and so rural and private.
Yes, which a star like you needs.
Yeah.
No, I understand. Well, Kira, thanks so much for sitting down with us. I know you're very busy, and it was great to just hear those insights into your 2.3-second role.
You're welcome.
In a film from 1996.
I have to go to my Buddhist class anyway.
Of course, and your Jay then is going to be a light bowl of porridge, some goja berries, some PG chips, right? Yeah, all right. We'll see. Broadcast coordinator Adam has just told me that Variety magazine has picked up our interview that I just did with you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh my God, Chris, it's finally happening.
Yeah. And you know that that'll only lead to more news outlets picking it up now that Variety has reported on it.
And next year, before you know it, I'll have won a Grammy.
Yes. What? A Grammy? Is that the one you'd like to win? I'm not sure.
That's a joke on the fact that Blue Ivy won a Grammy anyway.
Oh. You and Blue Ivy are similar age, though, I guess. So, I mean,
God, look, think we'll get to hang out.
You and Blue Ivy?
Sorry, that was too much.
Maybe. I mean, you might need to be supervised, but I think you could definitely get to...
Me, Blue Ivy, Billie Eilish. It's going to be cool.
What, man, that would be a disturbing picture. Kira, Blue Ivy, Billie Eilish. Wow, that would
be... Okay, Chris, all right.
No, it's just that would be a little weird, I think, for a lot of reasons, the three of you gals. You could be like the new It Gals, if you know what I mean. The new cool girls in Hollywood. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, wow.
Do TikTok dances together.
So exciting. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Chris.
Okay. Well, listen. Until then, Kira, you'll have to, I'm afraid, slum it on this national radio show in Ireland until you can break into that level of superstardom. Kira, some huge stuff. Some huge global political influence here on the show. This really is incredible, and I'm so excited about this. This is really cool, in fairness. Like, this is
amazing, but also, Chris, we need to use this to our benefit.
Oh, I hear you, girl. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Friends in high places. That's what Irish people are brilliant at using to their advantage.
Finally
yeah.
being friends with this person has paid off.
Yeah, right. So listen, when we were friends with Loretta Blewett for all these years, way back in the day in iRadio, years ago when it first started, we sure looked the gang of us, Kira. Who would have thought that one day Loretta would literally be friends with and we're not saying that kind of in we'll say a kind of a loose tangential sense. She literally texts Joe Biden. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like 100%. And for those of you that don't know who Loretta is, Loretta is also part of the Tommy and Hector with Loretta Blewett podcast, which is very, very,
very funny stuff.
And more importantly than that, I'm only joking, is the fact that she is related to the current president of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden. He has talked about it openly before in the past, but she got her very own shout out on St. Patrick's Day when the president of the United States was chatting to our Taoiseach, Micheál Martin.
Unbelievable.
In Mayo, just dedicated Loretta, one of my cousins, headed up the hospice effort for cancer, not just cancer, but hospice in Ireland. And they just dedicated a new significant facility to my son, Beau Biden, who died of cancer. And so everything between Ireland and the United States runs deep. Taoiseach, our joys, our sorrows, our passion, our drugs.
Isn't it amazing to get that profound and that sincere a shout out from the most powerful man on the planet?
It's not shtick from President Joe Biden either, because I mean we
no,
all know
he name
that
dropped
clip where it was
yeah.
like, "Hello, Mr. President, it's BBC here," and he turns around, he's like, "I'm Irish," you know.
Absolutely.
So he gets it. He
You'd
like
love
we
to
talked
see it.
About him before,
yep.
slagging Galway over Mayo. So this is amazing. This is absolutely incredible.
It really is. Like, it's unbelievable. And, yeah. and as you say, a name checker, as you said, like, as in that he's that she's that in there, Loretta, that he's literally calling her by name when he's shouting her out. Not
yep.
just, "Oh, my distant relatives in County Ireland," but like actually to that level, it really is something. But what annoys mm-hmm. me is, Kira, because did you see, I'm sure, that he, and like, it's ridiculous the big kerfuffle that the media is making over this. He had a slight misstep going up the steps of the plane on Air Force One, right?
Did you see this? Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I thought that all that sort of stuff was going to stop when he who should not be named became president no more, if you know what I'm trying
to
say.
I understand, of course.
So to see it now, it's almost kind of jarring. You're like, "Oh, guys, come on. We've had this for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Leave the man alone." And I know that Joe doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he works out 5 times a week.
He's a beast. But unfortunately, he like put a foot wrong, literally. That's all he did. He put a yeah. foot wrong, and it caused him to stumble a bit going up the steps.
Also, his foot was in a boot there because he tripped over one of those dogs.
Yeah, sure, listen.
A couple of months back.
And he's the president. The man's run off his feet, Kira. Do you know what I mean? He's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. However, after that, it was weird. At a press conference, they asked him about him falling over. And I don't know why he always chooses press conferences to take digs at you and I, but that's what he's done again. Do you want to hear this? He has a reason for why he fell over, Kira. And it involves okay. you and I, amazingly, which I was very surprised by. I know, right? So
was
here.
He listening to our podcast again?
Good morning, Chris. And good morning, Kira. Now, I know you guys were concerned about me having a minor misstep on the stairs of Air Force One on Friday, but I just want to clear some things up about that embarrassing event. And embarrassing as it may have been, it still isn't as shameful as listening to you guys trying to work out that annoying reverse song thing.
Oh, dude.
It's like listening to a pair of chimpanzees who've just discovered music.
Oh, wow. Why is... Oh, how come he can be so effusive and so nice like, about Loretta and then he's like this about us?
I don't mind him being like that about you, but I take it as a personal insult when he's like mean about me.
Yeah, well, he says that he's going to clear up why he tripped. So let's okay. have a listen, Kira. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this.
Anyway, I want to clear up why
yeah.
I stumbled a couple of times on my way up the steps. It's got nothing to do with me being frail or weak. Or anything like that.
No, of course not.
The memory popped back into my head of Kira saying that even though it's 2021, she's now writing letters to people on a goddamn typewriter. What a stupid thing.
Joe.
It was so stupid, in fact, that it literally knocked me off my feet.
Kira, you're so you're at such stupid stuff.
So me talking about the fact that I have a typewriter, which I haven't given you an update on yet, but I will again. That's
Joe
what knocked Joe
feet.
Biden off his feet. Okay, cool. My
oh,
type
wow.
Biden.
Sorry, right, Kira. Okay. It looks like he thought it was so astoundingly stupid he fell over. Well, that's unbelievable. Let's see what else he had to say. Hold on.
So that was the reason for the first time I fell.
Okay.
The second
okay.
time...
Because then he tripped again a little bit as he was going up. All right.
Well, just as I was getting over the shock of how stupid Kira's typewriter is, I started laughing to myself. Laughter's infectious. And I remember then that goddamn virgin Chris
hey.
Saying that for him to get through the pandemic over the past year, he's been playing flight simulators on a computer like a dork.
Oh, no.
Acting like a pilot. I mean, what a nerd, man.
Oh.
Chris, you want to maybe come fly Air Force One for me someday?
I don't think he means that somehow. I think he was being mean. I think he was being sarcastic when he said that. How come we're the reason he fell over loads of times?
I think that it's you that brings me down.
What do you mean? Me? No,
yeah,
hold on. He's firing
irritated.
At both of us here. He's firing off at both of us. Well, listen.
But being serious now, guys.
Oh, he concludes with this, Kira.
More.
Hold on. You know, he's being serious now, though, he said.
Okay.
Come
okay.
on, Kira. Surely he's not going to insult us again.
But being serious now, guys.
Yeah.
The reason I fell for the third time was thinking about how much you two dumbasses struggle to come up with a slogan for the show.
Oh, no.
And one actually just popped into my head that had me laughing so much I fell over again.
Okay.
So how about this for a slogan, guys? Chris and Kira, nobody gives a
Oh, no. Oh. that's...
Anyway, take care of you guys. And it's all for me for now.
Oh,
wow.
I'm floored. I'm not going to lie. Oh. He's probably right on some level.
So unpresidential. Most unparliamentary language.
That was our fault that he tripped three times. Okay. Wow. Well, then maybe President Joe Biden, in all due respect, if you happen to be listening to this, maybe you shouldn't listen to us anymore.
Wow. Are you revoking our invitation and our open invitation to Joe Biden? We have a shared history, though, as he said, Kira. We share our joys. We share our sorrows.
I think we need to break up with him, Chris.
Are you sad because he said all those things about us? You particularly.
My typewriter is cool.
And also, that's a very mean slogan. I don't know if they're going to allow that as a slogan. I don't.
They probably will.
Yeah, they'll probably be like, brilliant. That's what we've all been trying to capture.
In all seriousness, though, Chris, you know, the way he mentioned the Mayo Roscommon Hospice there, Loretta Blewett, who is the cousin of Joe Biden, she genuinely does some savage work for that hospice. Yeah, yeah. And I just want to give a shout out to the Everest Staircase Challenge. You can check it out online. There's a GoFundMe page. They're trying to get people to climb Mount Everest over Easter, which is basically climb 500 flights. So that's Easter Monday.
Okay. Well, good for
her. Do you think that you'd be the sort of person that would be able to see a cow giving birth to a calf or
a
sheep?
I've seen it, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting in its own way. Mm. I don't mind it.
Would you ever get your hand now, you know, like the vets do, and they put on that glove that goes all the way up to their shoulder? Would you ever put on one of those gloves and like shove it all the way up a cow's ass to pull out the calf?
I think if I was there, right, and they were like, listen, we really need your help. Like, I would try and avoid it if I could. Do you know what I mean? Like, ideally, I'd avoid it. But if they were like, look, this calf is going to die unless you do this, I'd say, all right, I'd suit up, Kira, and I'd get my hand right in there. It's funny, I'm actually wearing gloves now because, you know, I'm so paranoid about germs. Yeah. So I'm nearly ready to go. I could do it now if you want.
Okay, cool.
If anybody near the RT studios needs a calf pulled out now, I'm available. I'm available right now. And that's it. I'm already suited up. What about you? Would you do it?
I'd retch. Yeah. I think that my mind would take over my body. You know, that sort of way. And I'd be like, oh my God, I've got my hand up a cow's ass. You know? And I'd be like,
Kira, that's nature. That's beautiful.
I know. I
can't believe you.
I do think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I just think it's beautiful from afar.
I hear you. Yeah, you can admire it in its own way without being so tactile, without getting right into it. All right. Well, listen. Kira,
calves don't come out of a cow's arse. Where does it come out of? What sort of veterinary shows have I been watching?
I know what Kira meant, guys.
Yeah.
So as in, like, I know they don't come out of the cow's actual anus or ass. Yeah, like, okay, sure. Like, it's not in the intestines. Like, But guys, we all got the image Kira was going for, didn't we? Mm-hmm. There's going to be loads of texts on that now.
I know. Can I just apologize to anybody? No, let's get this out of the way. I didn't mean it. Literally.
Kira, please apologize to the bovine community for what you've just
said. I would like to apologize to the bovine community. I would like to apologize to every single farmer out there that has thrown their cup of tea against the wall listening to me talk about calves coming out of cows' arses. I didn't mean it, literally.
Yeah. Kira's going to be cancelled by the cow community now. They're very
God.
Angry
I'm just after getting a text message on my phone from a friend saying, you're never living this down.
I feel for you because I got the picture you were trying to create. We've all seen it. The man, the vet is there or the farmer is there. They have their hand inserted far into the... Yes, and it looks like...
It's at the rear of the cow.
It doesn't come... I know. I hear you, Kira.
Literally come out of a cow's
like, ass. Kira doesn't know the anatomy of a cow that well, but like she doesn't have to either. I mean, it's not part of her day-to-day, you know? We can't blame her for that. But anyway, look, Kira, what can you do? How about this? Let us move on. I think, Kira, you've given
a
full...
No. Have we cleared it up?
Well, what more do you think we could do?
Like, I don't know. I apologise profusely.
Okay, well, I mean, I accept your apology. Do you know what I mean? I don't think you've anything else to apologise for. Does anyone else? I mean, are we all good? I think... No, Kira, I think you've gone through the ringer. I think you can...
Yeah, I love cows. Like...
It's just like then when a politician has
I actually have a friend who's a cow.
You have which?
I have a friend who's a cow. So, like, I wasn't insulting cows.
Loads of Kira's best friends are cows. Yeah, that's right. Kira has worked with many cows as well. And it's also... Hold on, there's a cow on the phone, Kira. We have to... And cow, how did you feel when Kira made these kind of comments? Were you... I understand. Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, no, I get it. I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Like, it's ignorance. It's not out of hatred. You know, okay, Kira, well, just doesn't understand.
Well, Kira, that's a little bit unfair.
Well, it's either, you know, I mean, I'm trying to soften it here and that you didn't understand what you were saying. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Kira, I mean, do you see the cow's point at least?
I do. Okay. I see the point. But I am not putting out a statement through RTE. Not a chance.
You might have to. If the criticism... Look, oh my God, that was like 10 cows. If the criticism grows, Kira, you're going to have to say something. You can't just leave it. But all right. Dermot Kennedy, Giants here on 2FM. Well, what a show it has been, Kira.
So then what happens, Chris, is the contractions are very strong and the cow or heifer is usually lying on her side. Yeah. So the fetal membranes and then the calf kind of enter the birth canal.
Yes.
And from there... It emerges.
It's when it's pulled out. So yeah, what you meant to say earlier was, would I put my hand in a cow's birth canal?
There's actually three stages of delivery, Chris. But okay. I'll tell you about them again. And I would like to give a shout out to the people who have texted in to say I think Kira should apologise to all cows and cow speak.
I don't think we need that. That would be more offensive to cows if Kira
I think
it would
be more offensive to cows, yeah. I think so. And basically someone else says, Kira, when have you ever seen a baby coming out of an arse? Never.
You've caused a lot of mirth now here this morning.
I have. Absolutely. I have. But look, I'm taking the initiative to educate myself, not just for myself, but for cows everywhere.
No, listen, it's great that you've taken this and you've taken it as an opportunity to grow and to learn.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you and I'm really feeling that that is the best way that we'll move forward from this.
So interesting. Both front feet emerge first.
That's fascinating.
Isn't
yeah, that is
incredible?
Amazing. Yeah,
Kira, so the feet will often go in and out several times before the actual head emerges.
Wow, that was something else. I tell you, what a show.
I'm going to go out this week and I am going to put my money where my mouth is and I'm going to see if there's any cows out there that need a hand.
Birthing. Wow, good for you, Kira. Yep. So you are going to help give birth to a calf to make things right, make amends here.
Yes, I am.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's exciting stuff. Hopefully you'll check in with us next time and we can hear if you've done that or not. I'm really looking forward to it. I think you do a great job, Kieran. I think these are really great amends and steps that you're taking to try and make amends.
I'd be like, babe, you're doing so well. Oh my God.
Oh my God,
breathe. Just one more
push. Just breathe for a minute. Just breathe. I know he's
we
a bollocks.
We can see
absolutely.
The front legs.
Oh yeah, we'll get him out. Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen.
And you didn't even have sex. You were artificially inseminated.
You didn't
and you
even
have to
get
go through all of this.
One of those big fake cow penises, I know, right? All of I know. Anyway, Kira, look.
Do you know, I do. I do know. Roger Federer was once gifted with a cow when he won some record tournament or something like that by the people of Switzerland. And I looked this up and
they
the cow died,
cows,
sadly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They do, but they have bells around their cows' necks. I actually do know a lot about Swiss cows.
Oh,
because
sad.
A woman campaigned for the bells to be taken off the cows' necks because of the decibels of how high the bell would go that it was affecting the cows.
I remember we covered that mm-hmm. and covered that we had sound effects of her complaint because she was saying, listen to how loud these bells are and drive the cows
so
mad. Yeah,
I do care about cows. Okay, guys.
Clearly, Kira does. Do you know what I mean? Clearly, Kira is not in any way discriminatory and she's apologized now profusely for her gaffe, so to speak, for her slip up during the weekend. I can certainly forgive you, and I hope the nation's
able
to forgive.
Can I also say I didn't like the stereotypes that were being directed at me. Somebody texted me and was like, wow, for a country girl, I can't believe you didn't know that. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, what, every country girl is supposed to know what part of a cow's anatomy a calf comes out of?
Well, it probably isn't the ass or anus, Kira. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I know what you're saying. Like, you're not supposed to know the anatomy of a cow intimately.
What do people think country girls do?
Birth
wear
cows
shawls
all the time. That's
and
right.
Like Irish dance through the fields picking flowers.
And
like,
wear dungarees and
well,
and
I am actually wearing dungarees.
Are you? Good
yeah,
for you.
They're vintage Levi dungarees though, so they're cool. Okay, thank you.
I understand. Yeah, are they like are they that washed look so that
they're
like,
that stone washed look? They've kind of got wide legs.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
they're cool. Okay,
you are so fashionable, Kira. You know what I mean? You are a style icon. I love it. But listen, as a movie star, of course, that would be the case, wouldn't it? How about this?
Exactly.
We'll be back soon. Subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done so already. It'll be so much fun. And Kira and I will be in your lives endlessly now if you have a constant subscription to us. Anyway, for myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.